good shot there from Tate.
A lot of people say girls love money, and that's not entirely true. So a smoke machine got delivered. I wanted a little smoke machine to run a joke, and I accidentally bought a nightclub level fog machine, which is used for creating fog in clubs and bars. Now, when this was supposed to show up, I plotted with Luke to get you, Rory. You were the person I was supposed to get with it while you were asleep. I was gonna spray fog all in your room.
Nice.
But this thing comes with a remote control that you can control wirelessly from the DJ booth.
Ah, so it's not a button on the wire.
No. So I'm gonna set this up under Luke's bed and leave it on. Then, when he's asleep, I'm gonna fill his room with smoke when he doesn't expect it.
Nice, let's do it.
Installing it now.
Nice, so move Luke's bed out of the way.
Yeah, extension wire underneath his bed. Here we go. There is, so I can plug the machine in down here with next to his phone charger. Little shit.
Nice. So he thinks you're gonna do this to me.
Yeah.
And he's gonna get to bed tonight.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna smoke him out.
Exactly. I can't find the fucking holes. One moment. Here we go.
Got it?
Okay, plugged in.
Cool.
This is the wireless receiver. It's got plenty of liquid smoke in here. The hose is incorrect. In fact, let me top this up. Go to my bathroom, and next to the door of the bathroom, there's a tub of liquid smoke. Bring it in here, please.
Cool.
Disco fog liquid. So the plan goes like this, Rory. We sneak up to his door with the remote control. I use an Allen key to take off his door handle and push it through so the door handle falls on the floor.
Nice.
I then start smoking him out.
So he's trapped in.
So he wakes up, reaches it, the door handle's not there, it's on the floor, the room's full of smoke.
Yeah. Obviously we've got to smoke it out first.
I think we need to loosen the door handle and then start smoking it out and then we push.
Cool. We'll have to do this super late so he's definitely asleep because...
Definitely.
Yeah, no, he wakes up to anything.
Yeah, I know. Okay, we'll keep music playing downstairs and stuff so he's not aware of the obvious noise outside his room, okay?
We've got to get as much smoke as possible.
Okay, full of liquid smoke. Now if I just switch it on, it takes a while to heat up. Now let us hide the entire machine with his bed.
I mean, it's only like 5 p.m. now, so will it last that long? Will it not?
No, it's plugged in. When it's on, it's on.
Cool.
So the machine is now set.
I just want to smoke him out super good because he thinks this is going to happen to me.
Lift the bed on top of the machine.
Yeah, you want to put the machine as far under the bed as you can.
Yeah.
So, do you know what I mean? So when he panics, he can't grab it straight away. We done? We plugged in?
I think we are good. Are these my sunglasses? No, they are. Luke steals things. So his room is in the exact same condition we left it.
You'll never know.
With the smoke machine installed underneath the bed. Got a remote control. Later tonight, we're gonna get him.
So Luke's in bed, and me and Tristan have the remote for the fog machine. Instead of taking his door handle off, it'll make too much noise. So what we'll do is we hold the door shut.
Wait.
Did your friend lock me in?
We're gonna take off the door handle so you can negotiate.
Turn the light on.
Is this getting me?
We got
wine. I knew what you were doing, you bastards.
Look at this
shit. Why? Why couldn't we have done this to your guys first? I
fucking hate Look at this shit.
Where's the fucking remote?
Luke, where are you?
It wasn't even going off long.
Oh man. This is smoky.
What? It's on your bed, bro. So I've got a reminder.
I saw this shit and I was wondering why. You know, I thought a fucking Smurf fucked around somehow and put it here.
Oh shit. Just
who
you
thought?
Fuck,
is it plugged in? Oh, fuck this. Alright, you guys do get me. This does count.
We super got you. Oh. Oh, Luke, we so got you. You thought we were going to get Rory. Right. We set out today when you were outside.
We got you. Just say
they got me. They got me.
We got him.
What car are you?
What?
What car are you in?
A Ferrari. I know, it makes no sense.
I bought you a Ferrari. We didn't film any of it. Everyone's like, why? Now Luke has a Ferrari.
Yeah.
Luke has a Ferrari. I bought Luke a Ferrari.
Here's the update.
So I thought Luke needs to learn to drive, so we've come here to learn how to drift. I already know how to drift, of course. But we're here so you can learn how to drift.
I'll try not to crash.
Rory, we live in the monkey realm.
We don't.
We do.
We don't.
We do, Rory.
We're in the monkey realm. This is definitely monkey realm. Tristan, we live in the monkey realm. The world of monkeys.
I agree with you.
We do. And you're in the car. Monkey realm.
So let me get this straight. This is no longer a drifting school. It's teaching Luke how to drive a fucking manual school.
Yes.
Grew up in fucking America.
Yes.
Where no one can drive. Big straight roads, no manual transmission.
Exactly.
Americans cannot drive. That's not driving.
I know it's not.
That's making a car move in a straight line.
Yes.
That's very different.
I'm very good at it.
So you don't know how to use a manual?
I do not. I know how to use a manual motorcycle.
I'm not going to talk to you anymore. I don't like you.
No, but after this, I'll know how to drive manual.
I'm going to go get a fucking cigar.
Cigar?
Yeah. Nice little relaxing smoke.
Are those relaxing?
Come, grippy, grippy. You heard the sound of the tires on the start?
Yeah.
Something like now they are because...
What?
My phone, and I looked up, and I saw the car doing perfect circles. I said, "Don't worry, oh fucking hell, Luke's got it." And Rory said, "They swapped seats." I didn't see you and Andy swap seats.
The Aikido!
Tristan, Mr. Driver.
Tristan, Mr. Driver.
Yeah. Can't even park a car.
Tristan, yeah. You're American, aren't you? I can tell.
Did you see the drift Aikido?
You can drift, but you can't.
Yeah, but you can't drive.
No, did you see the Aikido?
No.
No, you can't see it. You can't see it. You can't.
My, any steering
I was six times zoomed
all
in on you.
All the steering errors I made. So I did one or two, and then it would start messing up. I was trying to take my hands off the wheel.
Can you park a car, though?
Yeah, but I could do drifting Aikido.
But can you park a car?
The answer is no.
Can you show us again?
Your parking skills. Show us again your parking. We didn't get on camera.
Yeah, please. Please park again. Tristan, are you the professional drifter?
I am clearly the best drifter. That's not me bragging. Didn't know if I would be, I just am the best.
Alright, so.
Am I not the best? Do you disagree?
I don't disagree.
Good. You can't disagree because I'm clearly the best at this. Okay, so you said your weight will change it slightly.
Yes, I weigh more, so you need more gas.
I'm not.
Go on. What's the story? What's going on, Luke?
So Rory says he's allergic to cucumbers. He thinks they'll kill him.
Cucumbers will kill him.
They won't kill me.
If you want to kill Rory, you just wave a cucumber in his face.
Amen.
And he might die.
What kind of good a cucumber?
I don't like.